anytime you have any type of shootings, you know, even if people don't die, it's a concern. But when they do die, that's very tragic and troubling. And, you know, our hearts go out to the families and the victims because it has a domino impact in our community.
And in talking about this, it seems like some people don't know whether or not to attribute this to gang violence or if the groups are organized enough to be called gangs. When it comes to the presence of gangs in Springfield, what are you aware of?
Well, what I'm aware of is when my father was mayor back in the 90s, actually I led an initiative with others to paint over gang graffiti. So gangs have been around in our community for a long time. What's happened through the decades, you know, it depends on the mayor that at the point in time and the police chief, if they so choose to call it that. And what's happened since that time, you know, before they were geographic, they, you know, you'd have your designated turf. Well, these groups now, there's no rhyme or reason, you know, with regards to their shootings. And so they're not battling over turf like what, you know, typically of a gang. So that's probably why the confusion on the terminology, and plus innocent bystanders are getting shot. So, you know, some individuals aren't associated with the gang. So when there's that shooting, that's the other part of it, because you're, what you're doing is painting a broad brush covering, you know, anybody victim, everybody's associated with gang activity. And that might not be the case in the particular shootings, but are there gangs here? You know, that's up to the police chief to state, but you know, it seems that way. I think there's those feuding factions, and what we're trying to do, you know, the police can't share all the initiatives they have. They're doing a lot behind the scenes and taking guns off the streets and criminals off the streets. But what's most important is that we have the public support, and what you have was evident with the last shooting, where we had a quick response from the community, and the police were able to apprehend the four individuals or the five individuals involved with that shooting, and they're in custody today.
And so you made an announcement on Friday, last Friday, about a new plan. Explain what that was.
Well, what we're trying to do is have a safety net for youth to make sure there's not a proliferation of gang activity or, you know, individuals going into these groups or into these gangs. So you do have Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, the School District 186. They have programs throughout the summer, the Park District. But there's a certain amount of youth that aren't in those programs. Those are the ones we need to give them some type of structured activity. And that's what we're trying to put in place right now and get as many youth as possible off the streets into structured activities, not only during the daytime, but also at nighttime.
And would some of this include jobs?
Right. The one aspect was, you know, there's the ones that aren't, you know, registering are like the 12 to 15 years of age. You know, they're too young to work, but they don't want to be going to, you know, some of the activities that K through sixth graders might go to. So those are the ones we're trying to gear towards. And there's been discussion, you know, whether we could, you know, pay a small stipend. You know, if they participate in this program all week long, maybe you give them a certain dollar amount as a motivating factor. And in return, you know, they learn some type of career building activity or life activity, you know, how to deal with conflict, things of that nature. And then the other side of it is, you know, you have some type of community project that they would work on as well.
And I guess anything else concerned people in Springfield should keep their eye out for going ahead here.
I think you need to keep your eye out. You know, like when we grew up or when I grew up, the neighbors knew their surroundings and they, you know, they took responsibility for that area. And that's what we'd like is, you know, just to help each other out, look after each other. And that's the real key is, you know, doing what we can to have a safe neighborhood regardless of where you live. So anybody wishing to volunteer, they can call Juan Huerta. He's my community relations director. His number is 789-2270. That's area code 217. But what we're trying to do is find mentors for youth, or if you know someone that doesn't know who to call, that's at least call Juan up, and we'll try to place them in the right place. The other avenue that people can call is 211. That's the United Way agencies, and they can, if you have a need, you can tell them what that need is, and they will try to point out references or entities that could help whatever that need would be. So that's 211. That's another avenue to reach out to. But what we're trying to do is with these youth is, as like I said, put them in structured activities, but get them involved. What's really great is some young man started the Off Limits Challenge, hashtag Off Limits Challenge, here in Springfield. And he said, I'm off limits to drugs, alcohol, and I'm not going to be part of any gang. So I'm off limits. And then he challenged like four of his friends. Well, that's taken off. And that's what you really need is that grassroots effort to, tell them this isn't going to be accepted in Springfield. We, we should come together and develop the community that we all want to live in.
I'm Rachel Otwell for Illinois Edition. I'm on the phone with Springfield Mayor Jim Langfelder. We're talking about his announcement last week on Friday regarding plans to provide more structured programming for kids to get involved with. That's partially in response to the fact that three people have died over the past 2 weeks or so from gun violence. So a component of this is asking the local business community to get involved and donate. Can you talk about that?
Right. What I've done is called businesses up and asked for support because, we're under a tight budget. We're looking at it right now to see what financial resources we could provide. But I've called some of our business community and they've pledged up to $35,000 to the project. So it's a work in process, and anybody interested in making donations can call the mayor's office at 789-2200. But again, what the funds will be used for is what we can provide for the youth, at-risk youth, those that aren't participating in a program right now, and really teach them some type of life skills and community projects, things of that nature.
Would this mean, like, for instance, if a kid couldn't afford going to the YMCA camp, some of this money might be like scholarship money for that?
Correct. That's another side piece. Again, what we're trying to identify is the gaps. And there are some youth that can't afford to go to the YMCA or can't afford to go to the school district program. And so we offered that part of these funds would go towards that. So what they need to do is contact the school district or the YMCA and fill out their form with regards to financial assistance. And they have their own program to help offset costs. But if they still need additional help, we would provide that.
Okay. And so the $35,000 is what's been raised thus far to help with these things.
Right. Some generous donations of $5,000 from Hanson Professionals, the Crawford Murphy and Tilly, St. John's Hospital, Memorial Health Services, Local Laborer 477, some of the other unions, and there's a few others that have pledged towards that cause.
And then so some of this, Mike, there might be in development new programming?
I stray away from the word programming because people say, we have plenty of programs. What we're trying to do is determine where the gaps are, where the youth aren't participating in those structured activities. And so one that we're working on is with the Salvation Army. They recently purchased Gold's Gym. And what we're trying to figure out for that target range, 12 to 15 years of age or maybe older, that we would have structured activities there. Basketball courts up there, but also we can teach them, some life skills, partner with the unions or some trades organizations to teach them how to use the tools or things of that nature. But we're trying to come up with the programming that's not in place currently as expeditiously as we can. The other type is at nighttime. A lot of these programs through the Park District, School District, are just during the day. We're trying to figure out what we can do at nighttime with the scarce amount of resources that we have. And that's where it's important to get the volunteers, the adult volunteers, to share their expertise with this initiative, as well as, kind of inventory our assets. What facilities can we open up that we can use at nighttime? So really it's a community problem with regards to gun violence, and we're trying to solve it on a community-wide basis.
This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell speaking with Springfield Mayor Jim Langfelder. We're talking about the shootings that have happened in Springfield, three of which happened over the last 2 weeks or so and resulted in deaths. Last week, Mayor Langfelder announced an initiative to hopefully get more kids into structured programming over the summer. That's what we've been talking about. And so, Mayor, I also have to ask about something that came to my attention over the weekend. Ward 8 Alderman Chris Tylan, he had made a public Facebook status that said, quote, "This is the stupidity that we are dealing with here. I almost wish we had a gang here because about 25 to 30 kids would quietly disappear and so would all this gun violence. Gangs don't want attention. They just want money and turf." There's now an online petition circulating. I'm sure you've been made aware of the situation. Just wanted to get your reaction to that.
Well, unfortunately, with the Alderman, with everybody's, you know, when this has happened, there's a lot of emotions that go on. Nobody wants the gun violence. I think that's what he's trying to express, but that's what you'd have to ask him. But the one thing I did say to Alderman, you know, don't put things out there on Facebook, and because it can be misinterpreted, or, you know, people, you know, you can read a sentence two different ways, and that's what's happened here, unfortunately. But, you know, he is supportive of the initiative that we're putting forward with regards to youth services, support services for those that need it most, the at-risk ones. And, you know, it's an unfortunate choice of words that he used, but he's you know, he doesn't want the gun violence, just like none of us do. We just want to have a safe society for all of us.
So the petition online is asking for the alderman's resignation. Ward 8 Alderman Chris Tylan, he has deleted the status and apologized, saying in part, quote, "I am truly sorry for any harm my words have caused. I am fully committed to the plan the mayor outlined on Friday to bring our community together to focus on solutions for both the present and the future." And so, Mayor, I take it this will probably come up at the next city council meeting.
Oh, yeah, probably Tuesday. We meet tomorrow night, 5:30. I'm sure it will probably come up. You know, and that's a time that's when I prefer to discuss things, because it's out in the open. You know, it won't be edited. You can have that live discussion. We do live stream our city council meetings. So that'd be the way to tune in. If you can't come to city council at 5:30, you can go to springfield.il.us and click on the link, and then you can get the live stream version of it.
And then just one more thing on this topic. The 50 or so guns that were stolen last year, people have, you know, speculated that this could be leading to an increase in crime. Is there any headway as far as finding those guns in the community?
Yeah, I think the police department, I know they've confiscated over 30 weapons over the past month or so. As far as I know, the police department, they are checking that. You know, they have the serial numbers. They do try to track that as far as were any guns used in any of the criminal activities, and that's something, you know, that they're aware of and check on a regular basis.